If you have your Bibles, go ahead and turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Certainly a blessing to be here this morning, honor and privilege to be in the house of the Lord, and have already been a blessing to me, just a good Sunday school lesson and good song service. I do ask for your prayers this morning. 1 Corinthians 15. We're going to begin reading with verse 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now, I'm going to repeat that last verse just for emphasis, because I think that many times as Christians we forget this part. And the world's doing a good job of discouraging us. But listen again, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. As the old song we sing, heaven will surely be worth it all. We need to be reminded of that. We get our sights set on earthly things way too often, way too much. But just remember this morning, heaven will surely be worth it all. And that all the labor that we do for the Lord here is not in vain. That we just need to be steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the Word. Don't back up. We're not retreat. We're not to surrender. We're to continue to abound in the work of the Lord. Now, we start off, it said, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. I want to deal with that word changed this morning, because many people just simply do not like change. Well, it's not everybody, but the big majority of us, we just do not. And, you know, probably most of us, we struggle with it at some point. You know, it may be that you say, I'm tired of this toothpaste. We're going to try a different toothpaste. I need a change. That's not a real big change, but, you know, it still changed nonetheless. But now, other changes. You know, a Chevy man, most of the time, they're going to remain a Chevy man throughout their life, Chevy woman throughout their life, and not going to change that much. You know, same with a Ford man. If you kind of, you know, we developed that probably in our teen years, and we tell, I'm going to be a Ford man, and we just make up our mind. And from that point on, we could be a spokesperson for the Ford brand or the Chevy brand or whatever it may be that you are. Because we don't like change. It's not, I'm not a mechanic, but I don't think it's so much that one's that much better than the other. It's just that we found what we want, and that's kind of, we kind of carved our niche there, and that's where I'm going to stay. Now, you think about electricity and how did electricity came along. And can you imagine what that was like? You know, there's some people that they just made up their mind, this is just going way too far. I am not going to have lights in my house. You know, we've done it this way all my life, and that's the way it's going to be, and I'm going to continue to do it that way. Nothing wrong if that's what they want to do. Nothing wrong with that. Others, they got ready, and they went ahead, and, you know, weeks, months in advance, and they wired their house, and they waited for the day that the electricity come along. I think about indoor plumbing and how that... Can you imagine the fight that churches must have had to have indoor plumbing inside the building? I mean, that would be as foreign to people that never seen it that way before. It'd be just as foreign if I said, we need a Taco Bell in 40. You know, that would just be foreign. And what in the world are you talking about? That's crazy. But we have it there today. We have plumbing there today. Eventually, you know, change just happens. And it does. And, you know, not all change is good. I'll be honest with you. Not all change is good. You think about cell phones, and there's still people to this day that determine, I'm just not going to have a cell phone, or I'm not going to use one, or, you know, if you've got one, well, I'm not going to get the one with the computer on it. And, you know, the list goes on and on. Somewhere along the way, we just want to find our notch, and that's where I'm going to settle, and I'm not budging anymore. And, you know, that's kind of the way we're made up. Change is not always a good thing. It's not always a bad thing. And many of us, we attempt to ignore change, and then once we realize we can't ignore it, then we have to adapt to it. And this morning, I want to just say this, a change is coming. And nothing can prevent it. It is written. Again, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. You know what we do with that many times?
I know what it says. I don't have to think about it.
I'm not going to think about that. If it comes, then I will learn to adapt when it gets here. But nothing can prevent this change that's coming, and ignoring it will not stop it from happening. It's going to happen. And once it happens, there's no making adjustments to it. Really, you know, there's victory, there's defeat. And there's no way to change that once it happens. Whenever rapture occurs, whenever the trumpet sounds, there will be no way to fix or change things at that point. You're either going to heaven or you will be left behind. You're either going to go to a wedding service, be part of a wedding service, or you are going to be left for tribulation. And then hell follows that, or lake of fire. So, I want to remind you that, again, most of us, we want to settle down in our comfort zone, and we want to settle in our little groove or our routine and just keep things the way that they are. But rapture's coming, and you've got to do something with that. You can't just say, well, I guess you can just ignore it, but that's not going to change the fact it's coming. And, Brother Mike, I can say, well, I just don't like that. But it don't matter what I like. It's still the truth, and it's still going to happen. You know, things will change in ways we cannot imagine. The law of gravity is going to be broken on that day. Man has established a law. Gravity, what goes up must come down until rapture. And when rapture takes place, we're just going to go up to meet the Lord in the clouds to be forever with Him. Wherever He's at, we're going to be with Him. It says that death will be swallowed up in victory. No more death. That's different than anything we've ever known. What's sure in life? Death and taxes. It's coming a day when there's no more death. We will not have to worry about death anymore. That will be behind us. It'll be an ancient thought. My address is going to change. I just got settled into the place where I love being where I'm at. I wake up happy every morning to be in this community. Some of you may need a change and say, well, I think I'm about ready to move out. I don't see that happening. I have found my notch, my groove, so to speak. That's where I want to be. And yet, one day my address is going to change. I won't be 484 Baker Road anymore. I'll be a citizen of heaven. with the Lord. Wherever He's at. There's going to be a time where we're going to come back to this old earth. But Jesus will be here and things will be different. Everything will have changed at that point. My world is going to change. Now, this change that's coming, it requires some preparation. I think about electricity. I said there's some people that they had their homes wired up in advance waiting for electricity to come along. They wanted to see those lights turned on. And there come a day where the switch was flipped and everybody had light in their house. I'm sure they had some bugs to work out with that and all, but at least for a moment, those lights come on. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. This is going to occur, and it will occur in a fraction of a second. The moment, a twinkling of an eye. You know, not even a blink of an eye, but just a twinkle in the eye. That just in that moment, everything we've ever known is going to change. You know, he says the trumpet's going to sound. Can you almost just imagine that? What that's going to be like? Brother Freddie, I've tried to imagine it and how that's going to take place. Are we going to hear a trumpet and it says the last trump? Are we going to hear a trumpet blow and maybe a second or two and a trumpet blow and another second and a trumpet blowing and then in the twinkle of an eye it's all going to change? Or are we going to hear it? Or, you know, how's that going to be? Really, I don't know. But it's all going to change for us. And graves are going to burst open. You've heard that, no doubt, many times. The dead in Christ, all those that know Christ, all those that are safe in the Lord, all those that are saved in the Lord, those graves are going to burst open, maybe, and the dead in Christ are going to be raised up first. And then we, which are alive and remain, are going to be caught up with Him. We which are alive and remain. That if rapture takes place in this church service, that means us. Us that are saved, that at that moment, we are going to go up and be with the Lord. That's amazing. I wonder if we'll get to look back down as we go up. Miss Jackie, they say don't look down when you're up high. Just don't even look down. But we'll be with the Lord, so it'll be okay because fear will be gone. And so to go up and be in the clouds and look down and what just happened? Rapture just happened. It just took place. And I'm saved. And now faith is sight. It's no longer just seeing with eyes of faith. Is seeing with my own eyes. As Job said, with my own eyes, I'm going to see my Redeemer. With these eyes, I'll be able to see Jesus. And whatever else that's changed, I'll be able to see all that. You know, now, this world, if you think about it, let's say this morning that you're lost. Those who remain, you have an escape change. Even though the church has been raptured, God's people have been raptured, you have an escape change. In fact, you just have a change of a much more desperate sort. Because this world no longer has a true church. Could you imagine? Think about that change. What if Clear Branch never existed in this community? Think about the change that this church has made in this community. All right, you multiply that times all of God's churches that are scattered across the world and how that those churches have made a difference in the communities around them. The love, the caring, the compassion, the light that people have seen through those churches. Now you imagine taking all that out of the world. That's the change. If you're lost, that's the change you're going to have to deal with. Right? I don't like that. I don't want to think about it this morning. But we need to see the reality of it. There's coming a change. And could you imagine the church just being removed from this world? I mean, it's already getting pretty bad. Already, people don't get what they want. They burn cities down. Somebody got an idea, they go and loot stores and flip cars over and break windows and all that. Could you imagine what it would be like when rapture takes place and no more of God's people here? Bible says that during that time, peace will be taken from the earth. That's a change that this world has never seen. There's always been a little peace somewhere. There's always been us able to go to God, find comfort. What I understand, at least the way we know it, the Holy Spirit will be removed. Imagine that. The change you have to deal with. You've been with Christians all your life. Maybe your wife or your husband or your children or your parents. Maybe they're Christian people. They've been saved. You haven't been saved. You've been with them all your life. But they're gone. You've got to deal with that. You've got to face the world. For 7 years, tribulation. You've got to face the world like that. How you view life will have to change. You've heard the gospel. What are you going to do with that? You've heard it. You've heard how that during tribulation that there's coming, you know, plagues and vials of wrath and the mark of the beast and the man of sin. You've heard all that and now rapture took place. Now, in some way, you've got to prepare yourself for what's coming next. And I'm going to ask you this. I ask all of you, how can you prepare yourself for that? Knowing what's coming, how can you prepare yourself for that? For the next 7 years, you know what's coming. Peace has been taken from the earth. The destruction of property and the end of common sense and hatred now rules the world. And that's not even the worst part of it. There's a lake of fire on the other side of it. Now, in the book of Revelations, and I'm not one that, you know, I certainly am not a teacher of the book of Revelations by no stretch of the imagination. When I go there, I try to fill in another puzzle piece occasionally as I can. But in Revelations 19, you find that the church and Christ are married there. We talked a little bit about that in Sunday school, maybe. The church and Christ will be married. That's a change I look forward to. I hope I'm part of the bride of Christ and, you know, to be able to walk in white. The righteousness of saints. Jesus and the bride are married. John the Baptist gets to be the best man. Wedding ceremony. Maybe a 7-year honeymoon going on. While tribulation going on this earth. In Revelation 19 we find that. And then we find Jesus getting ready to come back to this world. Well, what are we going to do down here? He's bringing the church with him. Revelation 20, you find that the devil is locked up for 1,000 years in a pit. So that's a change, Brother Jake, that's going to be awesome. Can you imagine a world without the devil? Without the old deceiver? Without him whispering in your ear? Without him being able to harm, he'll be locked up 1,000 years and the church gets to reign with Christ. Jesus is going to set up the throne of his father David.
So God's his father, he is. But through lineage, he goes back. Through Mary, he goes back. Through Joseph, maybe, he goes back. And David, he gets to sit on the throne of his father David. And the bride that is overcome, she gets to sit in the throne with him. And for 1,000 years, get to be here on this earth without the devil. Revelation 21, there's a new heaven and a new earth. And tears will be wiped away at that point. And that's where we see the streets of transparent gold and all that. The 1,000 years here on this earth, though. What is that for? I believe that Christ is going to show us what this world could have been like had we not went down the road that Adam went down. He'll show us what it's like with a perfect ruler, one that rules in peace. We'll have 1,000 years to be on this earth. At least it'll be something familiar to us. Be familiar for a while as we learn to maybe even adjust to all the change that's going on. Then you back up into chapter 20 and verse 11 and verse 15, through verse 15, you find that there's a great white throne judgment. Out here at the very end, great white throne judgment, and the dead, the lost, all who are not found written in the Lamb's book of life, that they're going to be judged. What's that judgment going to be like? The Lord is going to show the lost at that point the opportunities they had to trust Christ before casting them, before casting hell, death into the lake of fire forever, for eternity. I want to ask you this morning, I know I've mentioned a lot of things and maybe went off in a couple different directions, but is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Because change is coming. Rapture is coming. Tribulation is coming. And have you made advanced preparation for that change? By grace through faith. You better wire the house if you want light. In other words, it's time to trust Jesus and let grace be sufficient to pay your sin debt. Because in Ecclesiastes 12, we read there about a day that comes really before rapture for most people, and that is that day of death, where the body wears out and death comes along. And he says, man goes to his long home. This morning I want you to understand something. We will go to our long home. He said, those of us that are alive and remain, that could be us, but there has to be a change. He says, we'll be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. This corruption must put on incorruptible. This mortal must put on immortality. Can you imagine a body that can't die must put on immortality? This morning, born again, new life. That's a change you need to be looking for. You need to desire that change, to be born again. Please don't be left behind when the world goes dark. When the lost are cast into outer darkness, come into the light this morning. Trust Jesus this morning. Come as you are and trust Jesus for salvation. I remember that day whenever Jesus changed me. Whenever I was a lost sinner and He saved my soul. That's the greatest change I've ever experienced in this life. Brother Jake, it's only going to get better from here. Have you experienced that change? Because if you have not, let Christ save you this morning.
last person.